We don't want to use the compact real form of E8, since the Lorentz subgroup isn't compact, although it might be fun to play with the compact real form for practice. It's easy enough to build non-compact forms of E8. All we have to do is change the signatures or representations of the Clifford algebra used in the E8 structure constants. Using this, we can match up with the SO17s we used in our big matrix, with the H and the G acting from the left and the right on the blocks of three generations of fermions, all determined by the Lie algebra of E8. This is exactly what we would hope for in a theory of everything, and it's a purely geometric theory. A Yang-Mills gauge theory like this, which mathematicians call a principal bundle, is described as a big manifold with vector fields on it, and that's it. The algebraic structure, the metric, the spinners, the Lie algebra operators, everything, all comes from the Lie derivatives between these vector fields on a big manifold. And E8 is regarded as one of the prettiest Lie group manifolds around. And, right there, sitting in the structure of E8, is the entire standard model. Okay, so is it perfect right now, as I've written it? No, not quite. The H and G do act on one of those sides correctly, exactly as they do in the big matrix. But they act on the other two sides in a slightly different representation. So the different generations of fermions are going to need to get mixed up in a special way if they're going to be eigenvectors of the standard model gauge fields. This isn't bad, and in fact, it's exactly how it's going to have to work in order to get the CKM mass mixing matrices for the fermions. But I'm not sure precisely how it's going to work just yet. I plan to spend the next year working on it. And, of course, beautiful as this E8 theory is, nature may just turn out not to work this way. Okay, so what did I really just do in the last 20 minutes, and what does this theory mean for the loop quantum gravity community?